Hello, welcome to Jordan Sensor Podcast, the only podcast where I'm allowed to swear. I'm your host, Jordan Maybe. And if you listen to the last few segments of the last podcast, you would know that I am skipping school today. I'm sat on Hale Park. And I am just really bored, to be honest. I've just been scrolling through TikTok, and I'm actually getting tired, and obviously I can't sleep on the bar. So I'm, genuinely confused on what to do. I'm sitting on the swing right now. I'm about to have a drink because I'm dying. I'm thirsty. So I'm going to live because I only have two drinks. Oh, sugar, my phone just almost fell off me. There's just been some fly thing on me as well. I hate it outside. Why did I choose to sit somewhere outside? I could have went in Morrison's. I could have went, walked to Asda. I could have done, I could actually still walk to Asda. Do you think there's any shops around here that I could go in? I know there's that one, but a big shop. I don't know. So obviously, you just know from last week, which is so weird. I've always said last week, and for me it was yesterday. I'm on the plank. That's today for me. I went to I went to a doctor yesterday because I'll tell you every symptom I had. I was sweating, cold sweats. My heart rate was going up. It's in English on Wednesday, it went right the way up to 166, which isn't good. Chest pains. What else? Short breath. I couldn't breathe at one point. Yesterday I came back from the doctors and I could not breathe. The doctor said that it's I'm getting some sort of infection. I'm either getting some sort of infection. She doesn't think anything bad's happening. Because obviously on the internet it says that all them symptoms I'm having could indicate a heart attack. Which is fun. Really scared. And yeah. So when this podcast comes out, it'll be the day after my last day of school, which is, for me, next Wednesday. It's my last day. My last podcast was my last Thursday in year 9, which is so weird. So, yeah. I still have, 4 hours on the park. It's actually going down fast. It's been 2 hours since I checked the time. Last time I checked the time, it was 9:08, and it's 10:11. Which means, wait, yeah, I have 5 hours left. No, because it's 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. Is he at 4 hours? Wait, I must have counted wrong before. Wait, so at 9, I would have had, I don't know. Well, actually, saying that, it is actually kind of 5 hours because I've got 45 minutes as well, after two. I'm really tired. I think about, I don't even know anyone that lives in Hale. So, I can't even, go and sit in someone's house. Either, for the day. I can't go home because my ring and my sister's home. Because she's just finished school, isn't she? So she's at home. So weird. But I'm just so bored. I'm in the park. There's a zip line and everything. And obviously, at the end of last episode, I was, having so much fun on a zip line. And now I'm sitting on a swing, so bored. I've scrolled through TikTok and everything. I might go back and watch some old Colleen Ballinger videos. Because I miss Colleen so much. Yeah. But the doctor said if anything gets worse with me, I have to go back. And to be honest, the chest pain is the same, but my heart rate is going up, which is obviously bad. Like, it went down after being 166, and then now it's, like, kind of, like, rocketing. I kind of know when it's high, you know? I know when it's high, because I get chest pain, and it's really, like, it's kind of excruciating. And, yeah. So I'm, like, kind of scared for that, because I don't have to go into A&E. Because, you know what I mean? I'll have to come up with, like, some mad fake story. I'd have to come up with, like, some mad fake story, like, being, like, you know, because, you know, obviously, I can't know that I'm skipping, so, like, I'd have to come up with something, like, it just randomly started hitting, or something, or, and, like, in the middle of a lesson. I'd have to wake up while lesson, I mean. Right now, I'm meant to be in English, so, yeah. And before everyone starts saying, like, start walking to school, like, go into school, tell them what's wrong, like, go into school, do all this. If I walk to school now, it'll take me an hour and 6 minutes. That's what the maps say. And I go some mad ways. So, like, this map is probably telling me a different way, but the way I go probably longer. And I don't want to walk an hour and 6 minutes to go to school, because I just don't do that type of stuff. And obviously I was off yesterday as well, so like, this just like, I don't think they'll suspect anything because I was off. I'm here, oh my god, I've got like a scab here, I've just touched it in the right, and that really hurt. That really hurt. The doctor looked at it yesterday, but yeah, she pressed down on my chest, and yeah, and I kept coughing. When I got home as well, because I couldn't breathe, so I was like coughing loads. But yeah, I actually really couldn't breathe, and I was like, "What the hell? Why can't I breathe?" So yeah, I was like, "Why can't I bloomin' breathe?" Was it 3 bags of sweets? I have 3 bags of sweets in my bag. That's what I'm scared to eat them in case my heart rate goes up. Let's check my heart rate. This should be a new segment. Today's episode of Let's Check My Heart Rate. I'm not getting chest pains right now. So I think... I was going to say it's low, but it's 103. So when I checked it on last episode, it was 101. And then it went down to 87. I didn't do that on the episode. I checked that after. It went down to 87. And that's 103. And apparently 5 minutes ago, it was 55. It's not meant to be 55. That's dangerous. That is dangerous. It shouldn't be 55. So, might have to spend the night in A&E, you know. I could. It's 85 now. So a minute ago it was 103, now it's 85. So it's like going up and down, which is okay, I guess. But like, I need to stay down and be like normal. So I kind of don't want to eat sweets in case I like make it skyrocket all the way back up to like 300. Well, if it does actually, if it goes to 300, I'm dead. Like, I don't think it can go up to 300. But, like, yeah. I'm at a park. I'm at a park, if you guys didn't know. This park was my childhood. Like, I'm just looking around, like, oh my god, I remember that time. I used to ride my bike there. I used to do stuff here. I used to never skate on the little skate ramp things. I used to always run up and down them. And I look at them now and I'm like, I'm so much taller than them now. Like, what the hell? Like, back in them days, I used to run up them because I could never get up. And now I can just, like, climb. Like, now I can just, like, hold on and climb onto the top of it. And, which is really crazy to me. And, yeah, and I'm, like, looking around and I'm like, oh my god, I used to come here with my mum and everything. And now, I mean, like, that was when I was in, like, year two. And now I'm in year 9. And I'm back. Like, I was here a few months ago. Like, maybe like a month or two ago. With Liv. And I sat in the park and I didn't really... Like, I sat on the bench. And I didn't really look around to be like, oh my god, I used to always come here. I was like, just sitting there like, oh my god, I'm so happy to be out. And now I'm like here by myself. Like, I have so much time to think, obviously. And I'm like looking around them, like I'm looking at like that them things there, like the little flower things I used to talk to my sister with through them. I still don't know how they work, but I think it's just a paper goes through the floor, you know. But I used to sit and talk to my sister through them, or my cousin or whatever. I used to make random games on that little fake pirate ship thing. That doesn't even look like a pirate ship now that I look at it. I used to sit on the baby swings, like on them, not in them, whenever these swings that I'm sitting on now were full. I used to run around on that little thing there. And, like, I used to, so many things I just used to do. And it brings back so many childhood memories. And then, like, this is round the corner from, like, my nan and granddad's old house. And, like, now I could actually walk there now. But I don't think I'll end up crying or, like, something. And I end up crying and someone will come up to me and go, "Why are you crying? Are you okay?" Like, yeah, my nan and granddad used to live in a house. Imagine if I was sat outside crying and then the people that own the house came out and went, "Why are you crying?" I'd be like, "Because my nan and granddad used to live..." Imagine if they said to me, "Do you want to come in and have a look what it looks like on the inside?" I'd be like, I'd go, "Yeah, please." I'd go, "Can I?" Because I actually don't know, well, obviously it's a picture on the internet, but, yeah, I remember, there used to be, like, I thought this was just put in, but there used to be, like, the chimney thing, and then next to that, there'd be, like, the wall, and there'd be, like, a little opening, and I never knew that was there. There used to be couches by it, though, and I remember my granddad's old phone that used to be stuck on a game, which I feel like now, I'd know how to get off that game, you know. Because I don't think the phone had buttons. I think it was one. Well, I think it might have actually. What year was the first phone not to have like a home button, you know? I don't know what year it was. Because if it was like that year, then maybe that's why. Because no one really had a phone back then. Did they with like no home button on it? It was like 2015. Maybe it didn't. Who knows? Who knows what technology it was? But maybe the home button was broke, and all the buttons on the bottom were broke, and I just thought there were no buttons because he never worked. But, yeah. It's so weird. It's so weird to just think about everything. And, like, even sometimes when I go Wales, I'm like, oh, I remember this, and I remember this, and I remember this ride that used to be on the fair that I absolutely love, and that's on the other fair. But it's not the exact same one, you know what I mean? And I'm like, oh my God, it brings back, like, so many memories just when you go somewhere like that you've been before. You're like, oh my God, remember this time that we were in, and remember this, like I remember loads of things now that I'm like, now I'm just sitting here, I'm like, oh, I remember this, and I remember doing this, and I remember doing this. Like, it's so weird to think that I just remember doing all this like stuff. And yeah, there's people talking, I'm really scared. But yeah, it's just so weird just to sit here and be like, you know, I've basically grew up on this park. Basically grew up, that makes me sound like I live on the park, I don't. But like, every time I used to go to a park, it used to be this one. Like, it's so weird. That is insane. That I used to come to this park. Like, I used to come and sit on this park. I'm hoping my sister goes, like, you know. No, I'm not, because of the ring. If I go on the ring and I watch it, does it still send notifications? So I'm gonna Google it. Like, does it still send notifications? Because if it doesn't, then I'll walk home. When I get home, I'll put my live view on or something. Like, if my sister goes out, I'll put the live view on thing and I'll walk into the house, you know what I mean? And then I'll just go and sit in the house somewhere. But there's the thing, if my sister came in, what would I do? Sneak back out? I don't know. What would I do? Because I don't think she'll come in the room. Like, if she's not there, I'd, like, empty the underneath my bed. And, like, you know what I mean? And then, if I have to, I'll just sit in my bed for, like, the rest of the day. But I'm, like, so... It's so weird. I'm, like, cry. Like, it's so weird. Like, back in them days, I was, like, so innocent. Like, didn't know anyone that I like know now. Didn't like skip school. I was never late. Well, sometimes I was. But, like, in primary, it doesn't really matter if you're late. Because they don't do anything for you when you're late in primary. And you're just like, you were like, make sure you're on it. Make sure you're in early tomorrow. And you're like, okay, I'll make sure I'm early tomorrow. And you were early tomorrow. Well, the next day. And then, like, you know what I mean? And I'm like, now, when I go in early, it's seen as, like, a miracle. Like, to, like, oh, you... Like, the teachers go, oh, well done for being in early and all that. And I'm like, oh, thank you. And all that. And, like, it's just so weird just to think that, like... There's so many memories. Like, one day I'll just come back here when I'm older and be like, oh, my God, I remember that one time I skipped school. Yeah. And then sat on the bench. Not the bench, the swing. Like, one day I'll just remember that. Like, well, I skipped school, yeah. I done so many things here, like... It's so weird to think. Is there a kid with it? No. I'm scared because she's walking this way. No, she's not. No, she's not. Oh my God, I forgot there's a path that's in that way. That's like really blew myself. Yeah, I'm like, it's like, who's thinking the bikes? Like, bike bail? There's no bikes. I keep turning around thinking that someone's like doing it to me. But yeah, I've already filmed like 16 minutes of this. But yeah. And it's weird. So what I'm going to do is at 2:45 when school's done, I'm going to walk home. I'm going to see how long it takes me to walk home. And if it's like half an hour, I'll leave early. I'll leave a bit earlier. Because I don't know how long it's going to take me. But I don't think it'll take me that long, to be honest. Because when I walked here, I walked from Murray's. And it like... When I was, like, down the road from here, I was like, oh my God, 20 minutes ago, I was in Murray's. And I think it was, like, 10 minutes after that. So I think it's, like, half an hour. So I just leave a bit early and then just get home. You know what I mean? And if you don't ring me mom today, then I'll do it again tomorrow. Because it's sports day tomorrow, so I can wear whatever I want tomorrow. So what I'll do is, because it'll be morning and afternoon, I'll say to my mum, put shorts on. I'll put shorts and t-shirts on underneath a trackie. Or something, and then come to us here. Or might even go to school tomorrow, who knows? Who actually knows? Because I don't know what it's going to be like tomorrow, so I'm like, I'm debating whether to clear my timetable for tomorrow, because I'm going to clear me one for today. Because what I'm doing is every day, I'm just going to clear my timetable after the day is done. I'm just going to clear it and be like, you know what I mean? I keep having to check my emails just in case some of these might be. It emails me. I don't think they're gonna email or ring up today because I was off yesterday. But I'm scared about tomorrow. Maybe I'll have to email these, which is like miss, or maybe off tomorrow as well. Because something, I don't know. But I am debating whether to go into sports today because I'm obviously not gonna do sports. But what's the point in having interest to sit there when I could just come and sit on Hailwood. Hail Park. There's a little plane. Hi. Is that brings back a memory now? I want to cry. Hi, so that just brings back a memory, and now I really want to cry because when I was in my granddad's old house, whenever I used to stay or whatever, whenever I used to be else in the garden, I used to look up and there'd just be a plane above my head. And there used to be EasyJet planes all the time, and there'd always be different ones, like, but it was mostly EasyJet because I think EasyJet just has like a load of lights. And I've just, like, today since I've been here, I've saw two EasyJet planes. And from miles, you can see these planes as well. Like, you can see them flying over. And, like, now that you think about it, like, when you see that, they could be flying over me, granddad's, me nan granddad's old house. Okay, they could have talked today. I keep thinking, like, everyone who comes, oh, wait, she's going back. Is she got a kid? Oh, no, it's another dog. I thought she was going back to get a kid also. It's another dog. I keep thinking that everyone that comes is going to just come on this little part of the park where I am. But it's like a big, massive field where fairs are every year, and I've been to one of them. It's like so weird. I remember that bench. Now I'm like looking over the bench. I sat there with mates in like 2018 or 2018. I was talking about the fair in the last podcast. That was here, and then I came to it once, and then I came with my mates, but then my mum and everyone was here, so I swapped over. I went to meet them, and I went to meet someone's team. I'm gonna go sit with my mum and all that now because why not? And I sat with my mum and all that. Didn't I win a raffle here? I must have been to two fairs. Yeah. Yeah. Wasn't the bungee jumping here once as well? I was there one time, there was bungee jumping. I swear someone did it, didn't we, Nan, do we? I forget. But it's weird. I remember I won a raffle here and I won like a toy dog thing. I lost it. I was so sad. Did I win a camera as well? I swear I won some like mad pink camera. And that's when I wanted to be a vlogger. And now I do vlog on the iPhone on my phone. Is that bad? Yeah, but like, as I said in my podcast, which no one listened to, I bet you. I said on it that I'm gonna, I mean, so my idea was, so last night I was thinking to myself, I'm gonna skip school. I'm like, okay, I'm gonna skip school. I was like, what do I do? So I'll go to the Aldi by the school. And then walk back here. And that like is, it takes an hour to do what? Like that takes 2 hours really to get to, I should have done that. Because it's like 2 hours gone past. And then it changed today too. I'll go to the Aldi that's closest to me. And then here. And it changed again. Because I was like, why don't I just go to Murray's? I had to make it look like I was walking to school. Like, I was swearing, like, I want my gate to have to turn right. Because I was going to go all the way. But then I was like, no, because then I have to walk right the way around. So I get towards us because I have to turn right. So I'm like, okay, so my idea changed to I'll walk to Murray's and I'll get some stuff in Murray's and I'll then walk to here. So I done that. I forget which way I walked. Did I walk down the middle road? Did I? I don't remember. I never. No, I didn't. I remember not. I would have looked on Snap Maps, if Snap Maps off. I remember though, I went down my granddad's road. That's why, well, it's on. Well, my granddad was in the green, so I went down the road next to the green. Because I remember, I was like, okay, I'll walk this way. And then I walked past my old school. And then walked down the big middle road, like the big main road. And then walked here. I actually, like, can't believe I'm skipping. I've been wanting to skip for ages, to be honest. I have wanted to skip for ages because school just, like, takes a piss. Like, I swear to God, it really pisses me off. And, you know what I mean? And it's not like I'm learning anything this, like, week or next week, am I? Because it's summer. So, like, we're all going to be doing, like, fun things. I'm not going to skip next week, don't worry. But, like, we're not, like, learning anything. We're just going to be, like, doing some, like, activities and all that. Which is activities I can't live without doing, like, you know what I mean? And you can actually learn things in the park, you know? Like, you actually can. Like, sport. Because to do the zip line, everyone runs with the zip line. Because they can't, like, they're excited to go into the overrun. Well, I don't. I stopped. I stopped that a while ago. I stopped after that, actually. Because, yeah, and then when you're in the park as well, you push your mate on the zip line, so you run with the zip line as well, like holding it. And you throw your mate, so that's muscle in your arm. And then on the swings, you're moving your legs repeatedly, which I didn't even know. How does that work? Like, after I finished last podcast, I was like, how the hell does that work? Like, we move our legs, we push them forward, then we put them backwards. How is that making us swing? Like, how is that making us swing? I've just got an notification and I didn't read it. So yeah, I was like questioning all that. And I was like, and you can learn How's the climb? There's a big climbing frame here, which has been changed since when I had when I was a kid. Mine was blue and now it's black. You can learn. Is that my music teacher? No, it's not. You can learn. I don't know what can you learn. I don't actually know. You know what can I learn? I don't know. This dog. Oh my god, look at it. Oh my god. You can learn quite a lot. To be honest, you can learn quite a lot. I should have brought like something to watch the Kardashians on, because a new episode's out today and I can't watch it out on home. That's kind of why I want to go watch that, and then I can watch iCarly as well because there's a new episode of iCarly, and I'm hoping that no will find out that I'm skipping. Like, I've told one of my mates that I'm skipping, but she doesn't talk to me more or anything, so yeah, and she doesn't know where I am, so she can't tell the teachers. So she sent me a snap, and I sent her a snap back of the school logo on me blazer, because I think she tried to figure out where I was. So I was like, you know what, I'm not gonna tell her. And I haven't got snap maps on for anyone to take off my snap maps. And she's like, just come in. I was like, no, because it'll take me like an hour to get to school. And she was like, oh. And she was like, okay then, well, I'll speak to you later. I was like, okay, see ya. I think my notification was twitter, you know. I don't think it was like anything important. It's on my watch as well. I'm gonna go and I'll speak to you in a minute, because I'm gonna find out what the notification was, because I'm scared about what it is. Anyway, I'll see you soon. Goodbye. Okay, I filmed 2 seconds now and put it in the wrong thing, and now I'm going for a wee summer Google in there, so I'll be back soon. Okay, today's sports day. Oh my god, I hate sports day. Is my right one? Hold on. Yeah, I'm in the right one. It's sports day. Yay, sports. Yeah, but I hate sports today so much. I hate sports in general, but I absolutely hate sports today, so that's gonna be fun. This is where you're in clothes, even to wear black. I wore light blue. Because, you know, well, I'll be a black coat on, so I was wearing a coat all night, and that's fine. But I haven't been booked to do anything. Booked. But what is it? I haven't been put down to do any sport, so I'm just like gonna go where my mates are and just sit with them and like play with people. Just play whatever they play. We're doing bench ball and dodgeball. What's bench ball? So I don't know what bench ball is, but I know what dodgeball is. But yeah. If I get hit in my chest, I've got maze or someone, I'll sit out. I'll just be like, I've just been hitting my chest. And now it's an agony. And like, do a swimmer say, do we need a softball? Like, yeah, I know. But I've already got chest pains. I've already got a fucking high heart rate. I've already got a list. So, and that's just made it worse. And then, if it says horrible, I have to go to fucking A&E, so the best not fucking in the chest. And if I put that, I was just wondering, like, if anyone hits me in the fucking chest, you're the reason I go into A&E. And he's like, why? Like, because if I go to the top, I'm a doctor, if it gets worse, I have to go into A&E. So yeah, anyway, I'll see you guys after. It's also my last Friday in school today. And it's a sports fucking day. But yeah, I've cleared my timetable for today. I'm in a positive mood. No one's gonna hit me in the chest with a ball. And if they fucking do, they're getting the fucking head kicked in. I'm joking, please don't go me on that. If anyone hits me to fucking ball in my charger for something, I'm joking. I'll see you soon. Okay, hello, it's the day this is going up. It's 2:30 in the morning. I'm gonna quickly do about half an hour and then go to bed. I'm live on YouTube. I was originally reacting to Eric Stockland's kiss scenes, but I've changed off them. And I'm gonna tell a story about my eye, because I was telling it on YouTube, and I was like, oh, we have to podcast and all this stuff. Anyway, so if you just go on Amy, I don't know if you just can, but I'm gonna be looking at my laptop the whole time because I want to have eye contact with everyone watching, you know what I mean? So basically what happened was I was sitting here, exactly where I am now, Rhys. I'm sitting on my bed, by the way, if you're not watching, Rhys. So I was sitting here, and I was on the phone, and I'm on the phone to Liv and Daniel Rhys, and I go, ow! Like, I literally said, ow. My eye started literally, like, stinging. It was horrible. It was stinging. I felt like something was in it. I was like, what the fuck? Like, what's going on with my eye? So I go, it's a towel cupboard thing. And I get a towel out. And I put it. If you're watching, you'll be able to see. But if you're not watching, I'll describe. So I had the towel. Right. I've already shown this on the lab. But I'm going to do it again just so I can describe for the podcast. So I had a bit of it on my right eye, which was the one stinging. And it was dangling down. But then my left eye started crying. I don't know why. So I put it over my full face. So basically, I was blind. So then I'm trying to walk down the stairs. I walked into the cupboard, by the way. But then I'm trying to walk down the stairs. So I have to keep one eye open. So I'm like this. I have one eye closed behind the towel. And the other eye open as much as it can be. Like, trying not to cry through it. And I'm walking down the stairs whilst using one hand for the towel and the other hand for the banister. So I'm literally, like, walking down the stairs, blind, basically. And it went well. I went down to him and went, Mum. I went, my eyes stinging. She went, oh, what's up? And I was like, I don't know. I went, can you tell anything? It's like, open my eye. And I take off the towel and I open my eye and look at it. And, like, it's stinging, so I can't really see out of it because I'm just more bothered about the fact my eye is literally stinging. And she goes, yeah, go run under cold water right now. And I'm like, what's going on? And I didn't end up running under cold water or anything because I hate the feeling of anything on my eye except, like, my hand when I wipe my eye. And I'm like, what the hell, what's mean? So I look in the mirror. I come back upstairs and look in the mirror. And I look, and my right eye is, like, red. So where, like, an eye is normally white, it was red. And then the other one was normal. And I feel like even now, just looking at me two eyes, that one, my right one, it was, like, closed a little bit. And the left one's open all the way. I think I'm getting a sty. Like, that's my only thing that I can guess. But, yeah. And, yeah. Yeah. So, what else can I talk about? And I'm hosting a little movie thing tomorrow.
That's all.
I'm hosting a little movie thing tomorrow, so I'm gonna have friends come over. Well, when I wake up, I have to text my friends and be like, okay, I'm awake. And then I have to get dressed, and I'm gonna meet them at the Maury's, and then walk them here. And then I'm making my living room into a little movie room. We're gonna watch Spider-Man No Way Home. Because, why not? I watched Spider-Man No Way Home when it came out, and I wanna watch it again. So, yeah. And Amber said to me, she wants me to put all the three Spider-Mans on, I think it is. And I was like, no. Because the day I went to go watch No Way Home, my brother and his ex-girlfriend, who I went with, said I had to watch all three of them. And they put them on. And I hated them. And then I went to watch it. And I was like, oh yeah, I like it. But I can never get into things like that. Like, I can never get... Well, I can obviously get into, like, the older version of, like, a movie. Because, like, Mamma Mia 1. I love Mamma Mia 1. And I rewatched Mamma Mia 2 today because it's on Netflix. And, yeah. Yeah. What other interesting things can I talk about? I haven't went outside today, so there's nothing to talk about. I think that's something I need to work on. I need to start going outside more. Obviously, today I didn't go because I thought school was a full day and it went. Because I haven't been in all week. Yeah. I emailed two teachers today. So these two teachers are leaving, so I'm going to read out my emails to them. Okay? Because, why not? Shall I read the nice one or the horrible one first? If you're on my stream on YouTube, Rhys, tell me, shall I read the horrible one out first or the nice one? Because I read the horrible to a teacher But the teacher's been horrible. She's been on this podcast, but, well, not on it, but, like, I've talked about her on this podcast before. So should I talk about her? Should I talk about her email first that she actually got sent, or the nice teacher that I absolutely love? I'll show the email Mr. Gilbert, so he left. Why is... That's not my email. Blah, blah, blah. I'm not reading that email because, yeah. That password's not raised either, because I've... I haven't used Chrome in ages. Like, I've only just downloaded onto this laptop. So, all the passwords that are saved on here are wrong. I think. Yeah, they are. Because I've just put my real password in. I bet none of them have responded, or something, or they've only just responded, or they never will respond because all the passwords get reset at a certain point. I think, anyway, because last year, they never, so... Yeah. I might just not change the password. I'm going to go back and put my password back as what it was, anyway, because I'm not going to put, like, a dead fancy password from without passwords anymore on here, because they only expire. So, yeah. Right, I'm going to read... Let's see, is anyone commented? No. So, I'm going to read the one... I'm going to read the one to Miss Morgan first. Actually, I'm going to read the one to Miss Gallagher first. So, it's taking a while to load, so I'm going to wait for it to load and talk about something else. Okay, I've got nothing, so I'm going back to it. Hello? Okay. So, it's taken a while. See, I feel like if I was on... Obviously, because I've only just logged into it, it's obviously loading everything, so... That makes sense. But if I feel like if I was on the Microsoft one, it would take so much less time. Oh, it wants me to download something. I really need sleep. Oh, settings. Why have I got settings? What the hell? I never really thought I closed Chrome then. So, this is me on Miss Gallagher. It says, "Hey miss, I'm sorry I went in today to say my proper goodbye. This one's really long and I'll probably either cry or get tears in my eyes." So, I'm already going to cry. So, "Hey miss, I'm sorry I went in today to say my proper goodbye. Having you as a person to look up to was incredible. We're all going to miss you at school name. You've honestly been the best to me and everyone that you've inspired. I think everyone that you've left an impact on will say that your work ethic is incredible and every job you ever do will see how good an assistant head teacher you can be. I'm truly going to miss you a lot. Thanks, Jordan Murphy." Now, this is the other one. So, it says, "Hey miss, Bobby told me that you're leaving today." That you're leaving, I didn't put today in it, so where did today come from? "That you're leaving, so I thought I'd send a quick email to you. I'm not gonna lie, you've always been the strict one, and there's been times where I haven't liked you, but I'm gonna miss you, Have fun in whatever you do next. Thanks for being there for me most of the time. Thanks, Jordan Murphy." A lot of people are leaving the school, honestly. I'm going to go onto the school website and you can actually see what they're looking for. Like, if you go on, like, the school website for my school, you can just, like, see what they're looking for. It was founded in 2009, the school. That's weird. It tells you when it was founded and everything. Our next opening... to evening for pupils in year 5 and 6 and their families is on Thursday 21st September. No thanks. I'll have to have a video. Oh my god, I know where she's moving to Wales. I know where, that's my old teacher. She left ages ago. Oh, it's just a video that you can watch on YouTube as well. Right. School info. I think it's this. That's not. Where is it? Staff, is it? I don't know what it is. Job vacancies, found it. It's just like not even in a little section, it's just like job vacancies, brace. In my school, oh my god, they're looking for two things now. Oh, so they've got the heads here, because last time I was on, it was on already. Like, there was a thing looking for a heads here, and obviously Miss Morgan's left, so, you know. Oh my god, I'm so excited. So, they're looking for a teacher of art, design, and technology. They were looking for one of them at the start of the year as well. I think Miss Robinson left. I'm gonna look for her on Facebook. So, we are seeking to employ energetic and enthusiastic teachers of art, design, and technology, ADT. We pride ourselves on our commitment to ensuring student progress through high quality teaching. They don't. One of the teachers that teach us have little spasms. Like, once they do, like, I remember one time I was in a class and this teacher wasn't even teaching us, it was a different one, Miss Brady, when she was in there. And I forget what it was, but I think someone was getting buddies or something. And the teacher that came in to, like, buddy her had a book, like, the, I don't know if the kid wants to say her name, but, like, she was in the class anyway. And I feel like she's already said, like, to everyone about this book. I'm gonna tell it again. So, she had a book, and because the girl wouldn't go over there, she threw the book across the room. Like, literally threw the book. Like, she was walking, and she threw it. And it nearly hit one of the kids in the class who has autism. And I think it's autism anyway, I don't know what it is, but and almost hit one of my mates who have also who's left the school. So yeah, that's the little story. And I remember after that, everyone was just saying to the people that almost hit, like, well, not both of them, but like to Isabel, my mate, everyone's going, did that book hit you? And she was going, no, and it almost did. And we're like, what the fuck? Why is she throwing books a little weirdo? Like, you know what I mean? Why is she throwing books across the room? Like, that's actually dangerous. I'm gonna Google what happens if a teacher is found out for launching a book across the room. You can. I don't know. Oh my god. Ooh. I'm just gonna say, what am I gonna do when a kid launches a book? When a teacher launches a book? Is it getting brave? No, okay. No, not this time, it starts getting brave, believe it or not. Okay, I'm never gonna find it out because I can't be bothered to read them. So, is a teacher allowed to launch a book in the classroom? That's not what that thing. Okay, well, anyway, I don't know what happened, because my mum was kicking off, and I don't think anything's happened, to be honest, because she still works in school. Anyway, I'm gonna go to Facebook and I'm gonna see if I can find Miss Robinson. Grace. I know a name. Emma Jane Rob. Is it two B's? No, it's not. It's like literally like the top search. I wonder if she's gonna be there. She is. Oh my god. Is that actually it? It actually is it. The fact that that actually came up is like scary. What's a profile picture? What the hell? That's not anything bad. Wait, is they drinking pilk? You know what pilk is? It's, well, everyone knows what pilk is. Pepsi and milk. And it looks like coconut milk in that one. This was not gonna lie, that's a bit weird. A picture's like, yeah, getting ready for a nice house or something. She has a glass of champagne in a little dress, got the heels on, got a bag ready, you know what I mean? Well, because she has a kid. Hey, where? Right, now let's look for another teacher. What teacher do I know? Before you guys all start screaming at your phones and all that, do Miss Reynolds, Aboriginal Miss Reynolds ages ago. Who can I do? Who's in the school that I know? Oh, what's if I go to Miss Gallagher's, I know it's for a fact because I've been on it. She has a lot of teachers tagged. Got it. Right. If you go far enough on Miss Gallagher's things, it says something about teachers. It goes like, it says, like, about a race. And then here we go, here's something about teachers. So it says, thank you to Gary Evans, that's the old head teacher. June Bromsgrove, don't know who that is. Helen Reynolds, I know who that is. Some other people, and no one else in the school. Here's one. Thank you, Pete Sutton, that's not anyone. Susan Brett, don't know who that is. Susan Gallagher, that'll be someone related to Miss Gallagher. Francine Campbell, I know him. Chris Hilliard, even, don't know who that is. I swear, didn't he teach in our school once? I swear, in 2020, some people had Miss Hilliard and some people had Mr. Hilliard for something. Maureen Irons, Chris Hilliard, Carl Barrell. Jennifer Lou, I know who that is. Adam Gilbert. Karen Scott, don't know who that is. Natalie Roberts. I'm going to do Natalie Roberts because I haven't saw her. I don't know if she's sassy. I know you can't just click on the tag, but it's not there. There's no tag thing, so I think you have to, like, look for it. Anyway, I think I've finished this podcast. I know it's not as long, but now that I'm on summer, I'll be able to get longer. Like, I'll be able to get back to an hour. I also just keep forgetting as well about my podcast because it's really weird to just think, like, oh, I have a podcast. I need to film for that. I'm just checking out the internet. Things change because I have a different picture now, so just making sure that to change it as. Right. Yeah, so I will see you all next week. I'm not going to film anything else for the podcast now. So I'll see you all next week. I'm going to go to bed because it's about to be 3 a.m. And yeah, bye.